2S2, your life, your station, Pete Bramman here this afternoon. Well, this particular lady has been to Australia a few times. I remember seeing her on Hey Hey, It's Saturday many years ago. She's coming to the Mittagong RSL November 5, the Shoalhaven Entertainment Centre Saturday November 6. She has one of the most powerful voices in music today, I reckon. Her name is Tony Childs and she joins me now. How are you, Tony?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How's the Australian tour going so far?
It's going wonderfully. It's really... we're having a great time.
So you've been everywhere, haven't you? I looked at your itinerary earlier on. Wow. Any unusual places that you can mention?
Yes, Gympie.
Yeah.
Mundaburra.
All right. Did you see the Glass House Mountains in Gympie?
No, you know what? We arrived, I guess, kind of at night.
All right, yeah. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time.
Now, I've got some questions from listeners on our Facebook page, Radio 2ST. And Matthew Peterson of Randwick in Sydney said, look, to break the ice, Pete, ask Tony about her very first car that she got. Can you remember that?
Yes. Well, yes, my very first car isn't that exciting.
Well, tell us about it, huh?
Right after that, that's very cool. It's a 1947 Plymouth two-door coupe.
Yeah.
It was butter yellow and it ran forever. And sitting inside of it was like sitting in another... time.
Wow. How old were you then? About 15, 16?
No, this was older. I didn't get a car until I was in my 20s.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, let's go back a bit earlier to your childhood. From what I understand, it was a bit tough and you weren't allowed to listen to pop or rock music or even go to the movies back in those days. Is that right?
That's correct.
Why was that, though? Did you come from a very strong Christian family?
Yes. Yeah? Religious restrictions. And it's really quite interesting how that works. You know, because those same restrictions don't apply now in this day and age. My parents, if we were young kids and stuff, they would not hold those same beliefs. It's interesting what religious and time come. You know, you remember women had to wear their skirts down below their knees?
Yeah. I suppose the parents thought they were doing the right thing at the time, but when you look back, it was all a bit, I suppose, silly, I suppose, wasn't it?
That's it, isn't it?
And at 15, you ran away from home, did you?
I did.
Why? Because of the parental restraints on you?
Well, there were a lot of things going on in my house domestically that were not good, not safe, and I needed to leave.
And how did you find getting away at 15 years of age? You're still very young, weren't you?
I was, but you know what?
Yeah.
It was absolutely the right thing. I remember hitchhiking out in front of my house, which was on an old country road, and the local highway sheriff picked me up, drove me right out of the county. So that was the angels just giving me a free escort out.
That's great, isn't it? And you went to a Pink Floyd concert, and I think that from when you saw that concert, you thought, look, I want to be in music. That helped sort of convince you to take it up. Is that right?
Yeah, that's actually right.
Look, I've got a couple of questions from our Facebook site. One's from Michaela Isaac of North Narra and Veronica Rawlinson of Milton. Pretty much the same question, Tony. Ask her about the time she spent finding herself and regaining her health and her battle with Graves' disease. Would you like to talk about that?
Well,
what is Graves' disease?
In 1997, I was diagnosed with Graves' disease.
What actually is that?
It's a hyperthyroid autoimmune disorder. Your body basically is a stress disorder, and they associate it with, you know, tension and that kind of a stress. But what I found out over time is that my body was basically overloaded with chemicals. I had mercury poisoning, 7 parts per million floating in my bloodstream from the drinking water.
Yeah.
I was allergic to chlorine, which you get in the drinking water. And then sulfates, which are in shampoos, conditioners, wines, toothpaste, actually in preserved meats. And these three major chemicals, and perhaps there's other things that I don't really know, but created a huge toxic overload and caused my a system that with, I think, just having a stressful time in my life, just actively my career was, you know, exploding.
Yeah.
So all those different things contributed to my eyes bulging out of my head.
Jeez, it must have been a scary time for you, wouldn't it?
Well, what it was more than anything is I had no idea, because it was like a slow boil. All I knew is I had this eye bugging out of my head, and I was waking up with my hands and feet cramping. I didn't realize I was manic. When I took the drugs that they prescribed, I suddenly felt like this normal person, and I realized, wow, I have been on a whole nother planet I didn't even realize. And then the doctors were saying, well, you have to stop, because my